Hello there! This is Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, happiness, and the pursuit of gobs and gobs of fun. I'm your host, Chris Daly. Welcome.
Hey, I'm at Greenway Plaza at the Renaissance Hotel. We're filming Camden's Spring Fling. I have Kim with me. Kim, what are you doing here today?
Hanging out with you.
That's it?
I'm going to film this presentation or spring fling, whatever you want to call it.
Sweet. So how do you like your new job?
I love it, Chris.
Sweet. I like it when you say my name. That's sexy sounding.
That's hot.
I love it. Dave, what's going on today?
It's a fucking clusterfuck.
you can count on Dave.
Well, I've been working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. Working in a coal.
So I'm here at Hooters on Gessner. Had a long day of shooting today. As you obviously earlier in the program, you got Dave's take on what the event was about. But now it's time to kick back and relax, and I'm joined here with the Dark Diver. What's up?
Hola, folks. I'm glad to be here, and our usual digs out here. Same. Oh, God.
You're distracted. Hey, this is a family show. Anyway, yeah, Manny was investigating the orange shorts. That's what got him distracted. Okay, we're talking with Jessica. She's been our waitress today, and you've done a damn fine job, by the way.
What?
You've done a damn fine job here, by
yeah,
the way.
Thank you.
So, how long have you worked at Hooters?
7 months.
Really? And we overheard, we eavesdropped a little bit, that you're from California. Oh, wait,
yes.
You told us that.
Yes, I did.
I just have a horrible memory.
Yes, I'm from California.
So why'd you come to Texas?
My mom. Her job moved out here, more opportunities. Her job got more opportunities out here, so we just moved.
So what do you think about Texas?
It's great.
I think she's lying.
I didn't.
You'd rather be in California, huh?
Be honest, because I've been there and the weather's freaking gorgeous.
What part
of
California?
I like the weather better. It's a little city outside of Oakland called Vacaville.
Which one?
Vacaville.
Vacaville.
South of it?
I think it's up north.
Up north?
Yeah, nice try though. Acting like you knew where it was. Oh, south, yeah. Yeah, 50-50 shot.
I'm asking, is it south of it?
I understand.
I didn't say, hey, it's south of that.
Whatever. Okay, fine. You're right. You weren't trying to be cool. Okay.
No, listen. I was trying to be even more dumber than I am right now.
So this is your profession? You go to school or anything?
Yeah, I'm in school.
What are you studying?
I'm just taking my basics.
Basics. What do you want to be when you grow up? Hooters manager?
No.
No.
No, seriously, but what's your, what would be your cool,
I want to be an accountant or...
Really?
A kindergarten teacher.
That's hugely different.
I know, well, math is all I can do, so...
You do math?
That or something that has nothing to do with math.
Or you can teach math. No?
I don't have the patience to teach anybody else.
Well, then kindergarten's got to be out.
No, kindergarten's good.
You have all kinds of patience there.
I don't have the patience for
people with a brain yet?
For people with attitude.
Oh, you'll probably find some attitude in kindergarten now.
No way. They love their teachers.
Really? No, never mind. I was a bad kindergarten kid, you know, when I was young.
Get time out or something?
You're still a bad kid.
Yeah, I haven't graduated from it.
That's insane.
I am insane.
Cool.
So, accounting is the only math job you think there is? I mean,
you like,
that would be my major.
But do you like math? I mean, do you like
number crunching?
Yeah.
Because that takes a special kind of mentality to just sit there and deal with numbers all day.
Well, you get a calculator, so.
Oh, well.
Duh. I mean, I know how we do it.
Not a big deal.
I'm just saying, are you a people person? Because if you are, they're going to throw you away behind a door and you're just going to look at spreadsheets.
Well, you have to be a people person to work here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I'm saying you might not get that in.
You might not. Then I have the
unless,
other choice.
Unless here's another choice, though. You could be an independent accountant. You could have your own company. And that way, when you have all these clients, you'll be able to interact with them. Because your personality should get you tons of jobs.
Right, right. I don't know. I'm not trying to think about that.
Exactly. Just don't rule anything out yet.
Right. I'm just thinking about right now and finishing school.
Right.
First place. You gotta do that before you can really think about what you're gonna do.
Good point. So do you like it working there?
Yeah.
Make good money?
Yep.
Some nights?
Yeah.
Most nights?
Some nights suck and some
are good nights? I mean, obviously the weekends are good. You get
weekends are good as long as you don't get a bunch of kids coming in.
Oh, really? You get like high school kids and they've got no money.
They come in with like $5. They get like fries.
They like all spreading it out on the table trying to like, add it.
They run to their car for quarters.
Nice. So you prefer the people with jobs?
Yes. Preferably sitting at my section. I need to have at least the money to pay the bill.
So have you made any enemies here, like if some of the other girls? I know some girls at some Hooters who hate some of the girls they work with.
Not really.
You don't have to name names.
I get along with everybody here. Every once in a while there's a little
cat fighting.
For the most part we get along.
That'd be a fun night, the cat fight night.
Oh, especially with Natalie.
Which one was Natalie?
The really mean one, remember?
Oh, she was, yeah.
Oh.
She worked at this one. Do you know a girl named Natalie?
Natalie. I guess she's been on here or something.
Moved on, yeah. Or she got kicked out because she was so mean.
Well, she wasn't mean. Well, she wasn't even disrespecting customers.
Yeah, she was mean to everybody.
What, us?
The people she decided she liked.
Yeah. I mean, she liked us big time. And she was.
And Jessica's like, why am I sitting here hearing this story about Natalie? Who cares?
Sorry.
So, you going to put my picture up or what?
You want your picture up?
No, I want... Are you going to?
I can.
I don't know. Whatever.
Is that a stage name, Jessica?
No, that's my real name.
Oh, okay. So, should I name you something else on there? Like,
yeah.
This is Starlight or something?
Starlight. I know. That's Jessica is fine.
Okay.
I'm not, like, a stripper or anything.
Right, right.
I mean, you have to take a little bit off.
Right.
You don't have to, like,
right. You don't have
show
to
your ass.
Show your money maker, yeah. Anything else?
I don't know. What do you miss about California, aside from the weather?
My friends.
Oh,
yeah.
But 7 months, so I'm still pretty friendly.
So did you move, like, right after high school, or?
No, I moved in the middle of high school.
Ouch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what really sucks. Because I was, like, snow princess and, like, whatever over there, and then I come over here and they're like, and I got like nothing going on. Everyone's like, oh, it's California girl.
Well, you must make all kinds of friends by now though, right?
Oh, 7 months
in, yeah.
Because after high school, it's usually different from then on. Because
your friends change.
Yeah, your friends change, and the perception of you being local is no longer there. It's just more of like, oh, where are you from now?
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's pretty cool.
Right, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, everybody they have their cliques and their friends and
right.
Their little group. And then you come in, you're like, well, I want to be in your group.
Hey, I want to play. Like, nah, get out. California girl.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the girls.
Oh, I'm sure.
Girls
yeah.
are brutal.
Yeah, I can't imagine a girl trying to come in middle of a senior year, catty as high school girls are. Especially with you being pretty.
And they're like, California.
Oh, hell no, you're not coming in here.
Yeah. I've never had any girlfriends.
The girl, but the guys
oh,
will
the
be
guys,
all
I'm
over
sure
here.
We're like, oh, hey,
yes,
Jessica,
yes.
How's California?
Uh-huh. I'll give you a ride right now.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it was. And that's when they hated me even more because
oh, yeah.
then their ex-boyfriends and their friends
the
were
thing.
Talking to me and I was like,
down here, the territorialism of women is big.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But all that's over with now, finally.
Now that you're all grown up. Well,
yeah,
almost.
I'm all grown up.
Driving a truck or a car?
A car. I don't even want to talk about my car.
White? Is it white? to the point. Okay. No, because usually it's California white and it's
whatever. No, I didn't get to choose this car at all. It just got
so you get a hoopty?
I got it.
Come on.
It's like worse than a hoopty.
What
like,
is it?
It's an 83 Ford Taurus.
Nice. That's fun because Kim, the girl who works for me, drives a Taurus and she hates it. And it's, I don't know what year it is, but she bitches about it.
Also, your first time on the Taurus came out, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't care. I just think it should go back. It's like rusted and the
is
inside.
It like purple
like,
or some crazy color?
It's like blue and it has like these 15 inch hubcaps.
Nice.
Chrome.
Hey, but if it gets you from point A to point B, it'll suffice for now.
It gets me there, and not very comfortably, like, it shakes like this.
Right. But once you're there, you just walk away from it, pretend it's not yours.
Yeah, just like, self-control, rest it out, yeah. Pretend like
you're like, hey, where did that come from? Where did that come from, man? Nice. In Texas?
Oh, wait a minute.
How you're in Texas.
You're in Texas. You've only been here 7 months.
I think that's a crime.
No, she came here in December, so it was still cool.
Yeah, you haven't been here for a summer yet.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. And if you have to park in the sun, it's like you get in and you're like...
Oh, yeah. Here in Texas? In Houston?
Three of my windows work, so I can get a breeze going on as long as there's no traffic.
As long as you... Oh, no traffic in Houston. No traffic, yeah.
Next
you're
to
very
LA.
Optimistic.
Next to L.A.
Well, yeah, L.A.
I just don't go downtown. Don't take the freeway and don't go downtown.
So you're saving your money for a new car?
Kinda. It's so hard to save money.
Yeah, it's easier to spend it, right?
I have a bunch of bills.
Great. We all do.
I'm not in debt. I just like have tickets and stuff.
Nice.
Because I had a nice car and then my friend wrecked it. And then my mom was like, well, this guy's going to the army and he sold me the car for $400 and then she gave me that for $400.
You got the Taurus for $400? That's a good deal if it rolls.
I think we got overcharged.
If it rolls, that's a hell of a good deal, man. Are you kidding me? A car that moves for $400, that's a steal.
I don't know. I'd like give somebody $400 to take it away. I'll be back.
Okay.
Another fruitful night in terms of pictures. Thank you for Joni and Jessica.
Joni,
the half Korean, half American, and innocent looking Joni. Yeah, but
I don't know if I can put all this on the web.
Oh, yeah, you can. Especially, it's the Dark Diver. You gotta put the Dark Diver in
there. I know, but the whole.
The nose. I'm doing Jimmy Durante, you know?
No, I understand. You don't have to explain your impersonations.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, it wasn't that bad, but you need an explanation.
But would your audience know that it was Jimmy Durante?
All of those above 50. 30.
Above? No, not really, because not a whole lot of guys our age or people our age can figure who Jimmy Durante is.
Hey, Dave would know. Mike would not know.
Dave would know. I know that.
Okay, so all the... better not say that, because I just said Mike wouldn't know.
And that's... Mike would not know. That's what Chris said, Mikey. Okay? He said...
He wouldn't know that. I'm not anything bad about it. He doesn't know who Dak Jimmy Durante is.
The nose, you know? The big...
No, I know. Why do you keep explaining it to me?
No, I'm telling it to Mike.
Mike doesn't listen. He doesn't even know where my blog is.
You're kidding me. I could diss Mike every time and he doesn't really care. This is awesome.
Yeah, give it yours.
I'll give it my words. Hey, Mikey, take your dick out of the goats, man. Oh, they gotta live.
There you go. This is family friendly. I'm gonna have to beep that now.
Okay.
Luke, I'm your father.
Don't look at me when you say that. That's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, this is the Dark Diver. I'm signing off for now, and I'll see you guys. You'll hear me, guys, next time around. Hopefully, if I'm alive still. No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Nice. Later, man.
Wow. I believe that was 15 minutes full of the most useless stuff anybody's ever said. It was interesting to talk to Jessica at Hooters. If any of you hung through and listened to the whole thing, I congratulate you. There'll be a special prize waiting for you next week. Tune in to see what it is. I'm kidding. There's no prize. The prize is I don't send Manny to your house and you don't have to live with him. That's the Dark Diver, by the way. That's it for this week. I will talk to you, I say this week, it's whenever I feel like doing the show, because, hey, it's about fun, right? It ain't fun if it's got to be on a set schedule. Anyway, peace.
She once was a true lover.